The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Eva Lee is with me, the parenting coach at parentsupport.ie, to talk about smelly teenagers. Is that right, Eva?
Oh,
you're going to tell me I shouldn't have said that now. That's the terrible way to describe them.
Do you know what? My heart goes out to our preteens and teenagers, particularly at the point where, you know, if the preteens and the body starts to change and they're clearly entering into the stage of puberty. It's so important that, and while I know we can't go walking on eggshells around our kids, it's important that we are mindful and sensitive and respectful.
Okay, so just call it maybe a little smelly. Don't call them out and out smelly.
I know. And this is where it can be tricky, because you could end up going into kind of like a slagging match and, you know, having a bit of crack. But for our teenagers, you know, they are, they can get easily embarrassed.
Yeah.
You know, and also they are becoming quite body conscious, body aware. And they do care about what other people think, although they might let on they don't care what you say.
So when do you start the conversation? If, say, it's around, I don't know, whatever age bracket, say, you know, preteen and kind of the body starting to change, do you wait until that or do you start the conversation a bit earlier?
I would be saying start having the chats, like normalising the conversation from around 8 or 9 years.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is, you know, keep it light, keep it practical. If, you know, ads come up on the telly about maybe different products, not that you'd be starting, they'd be starting using deodorant at that age, or, but, you know, if they've been out and they've been in the fields and they've come in sweating, talk about, you know, having the shower and having the bath so it makes them feel fresh and getting into clean clothes. So it's just like, it's not about shaming, which for the most part, that's not the intention.
No.
For some kids, they can pick up on that. So the more we start the conversation early, and just it's just part of what we say and what we do, the more normal it will be when the time comes.
And as well, if one of them is maybe starting to display these signs, they've got a couple of kids in the house before the other, is there value in treating them all the same? You know what I mean? Kind of having the conversation with them all so they don't feel, oh no, why is she or he talking to me now and not your man there?
Yeah, like you can have the chat, whether it is around the dinner table or if you're having a conversation, again, just keeping it general. But if it is one particular child, respect their privacy and have a conversation one-on-one. If it is obviously about making a change to their personal care routine, you know, talking about showering more regularly, you know, changing socks and underwear. And again, you know, having all the adults somewhat involved in that conversation, even with girls and periods, it's like back in my day, the dads never had that conversation because it was like a no-go zone. But again, the more it you know, you have it as part of the chat, the more normal.
And how much do you explain the why? You know, do you just say, oh, look, everyone has a shower and on you go with it every day? Or do you kind of say, listen, you're getting to an age where your glands are becoming more active or whatever?
Yeah, and that's where you, you know, when you start having that conversation, yeah, you can keep it quite generic in general. But if they are resistant and they're asking the question why, it is, like you say, describing that, you know, our sweat glands are more proactive, we might get more oily skin. And they might kind of start sharing with you, yeah, like my body is starting to feel different. And even they might be able to see, or you might be able to smell it in their clothes, that there's more of a body odour. And it, and again, I know I'm using the word, but normalising it, we all have to, we all have to wash. And it's not just about smelling nice. It's about feeling good and looking after yourself, because a lot of the time, you know, when you make, you know, you reference the smelly teenager, often it is, you know, if you are a concerned parent right now and you're like, how do I approach this? It's actually, you know, letting them know that it's part and parcel of like that, looking after ourselves.
I remember when I was in an all boys school and there used to be PE. If you had PE in the morning, there was no showers. I'd say you could, would have knocked out a horse, the smell in the classroom of all of us.
I know.
But I guess we knew there was no showers and you kind of realised, we just realised we all stank, but it was only boys in the class, so we didn't really care.
Well, you know, with any secondary school you walk into at this time of the year,
crack a window.
But that's where, if you want to explore it a little bit more, be curious as to maybe why they aren't washing?
Yeah.
Are they feeling low in confidence and self-esteem? Have they just not established those habits yet?
Well, actually,
or they don't know
habits
how.
Habits is a good point, because I was just thinking as well about what aspects of hygiene are kids from an early age decent at? And it's probably brushing their teeth. They just get used to
flushing the toilet, wiping bums.
And they don't. Well, I wish they'd be better at flushing the toilet, actually. But anyway, you rarely get a question. After a certain amount of time, they stop asking, why do I have to brush my teeth? It's just because they just do it every night and morning without thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I guess there's a value maybe in having showers and baths, is there at the same time or close to it or the same pattern?
That's
so that they don't think about it. It's just, this is what you do.
It's like any of us. If we want to change a habit, it is about being consistent with it. And, you know, rather than going, geez, you stink, will you ever go for a wash? change the language a little bit and say, if you've talked about showering daily and whether that is in the mornings or maybe every evening or every second night, depending on the age of the child, maybe how much activities they're doing. Kind of say, have you had your shower yet?
Yeah.
As opposed to, we can't force our teenagers.
Well, what about that though, where you can't force them and maybe they're not picking up on the advice that you're giving them. And I know you talked about being really conscious of their confidence and that they worry about what other people think. The other end of it are these kids who just, they might be completely oblivious to the fact that there's a bit kind of they're a bit odorous.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you're saying, maybe you could have a shower and bath and the glands. They're like, whatever. And they're not doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, at what point do you kind of say, listen, you've got to do it. Because you're protective of them. And what you're not, we can all live with the smell. What you don't want is that they're getting maybe teased in school behind
absolutely
their back
not.
Or they get a name.
Yeah. What's key is that we want our kids to feel safe with us at home.
Yeah.
So there is an area of rooming in to be practical. So the more practical you are and, again, having them part of picking out the products, going to the shops, and it'll be different for every kid. But at the same time, you can even go through with them about what's in the laundry basket and kind of smelling the clothes. Again, it's private. It's not in front of an audience. It's not in front of the siblings. And while you want to be respectful, it's like, look, it's now really important that. And they might come home and say to you, wow, the smell in the classroom today. And that's an opportunity for you to go, well, that's what happens when people don't wash.
Yes.
So that's just my exact point that we were talking about the other day, whatever way the conversation went. So that's kind of how you can be a little bit more honest.
Well, as always, the upshot of all of this is listen to Aoife and not me, and don't call your kids smelly. Aoife Lee is a parenting coach, and you'll find all of this at parentsupport.ie. This advice and more. Aoife, thanks a million.
Cheers.
And we'll talk to you again soon.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.